This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 1st. God's word to you today is this love. Our scripture reading is taken from John 20, verse 16, and it says, "Mary," said Jesus. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni," which is Hebrew for teacher. Immediately, Mary recognized that the person she was speaking to was Jesus, the one she had been looking for. She must have leapt towards him with arms stretched out to hug him tightly, as she would normally do. She probably was already saying, "Rabboni, you made me cry. Where have you been?" John 20, verse 17 says, "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't ascended yet to my Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Why did Jesus tell Mary not to cling to him? If Mary had clung to Jesus, all the work of salvation would have been corrupted because Mary was impure. Jesus loves us even though we are impure. In fact, he purifies us. It was the cleansing blood of the Lamb that makes atonement for you and me that Jesus was carrying in his hands when he stopped to attend to Mary. This truth gives me confidence when I show before God with all the things that are bothering me. I know that if God did not ignore Mary, he will not ignore me. God cannot ignore me. What is that burden in your heart? Talk to Jesus. He will attend to it. Jesus is abundantly loving. I was having a conversation with my wife about the resurrection of Jesus, and she was saying to me that Jesus can walk through walls, and there are many examples in scripture. Back then, there were no air conditioners, and the disciples locked themselves up just to show you how scared they were. Jesus walked through walls to be with them, which means that death cannot hold him captive. It was impossible for the stone to have kept Jesus in the grave. Jesus could have walked through the stone. She said they had to roll the stone away because Jesus knew Mary was coming and he knew she did not have the power to roll away the stone. Jesus wanted Mary to see, for our witness, that the tomb was empty. So the stone was rolled away before Mary arrived on the scene. The stone was rolled away not to let Jesus out, but to let Mary in. Even though I knew this truth that my wife was sharing with me, I pretended I did not know because it never gets old. The tomb is empty. Our Lord Jesus is alive. Love expressed commands a response. When we look beyond the cross and behold the empty tomb of Jesus Christ, what we come face to face with is the love of the Father through Jesus. This love should command a response in us. What will be your response? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.